ProCap sells 52 BTC to buyback shares, trading at half its NAV. ProCap sold 52 BTC to repurchase about 2 million of its own shares, with CEO Anthony Pompliano saying the buyback increased the amount of Bitcoin owned by all remaining shareholders. The detail that makes the move unusual: the stock was trading at roughly a 50% discount to the company's net asset value when the buyback happened. The disclosure circulated June 2, 2026 via CoinMarketCap, relaying Pompliano's statement. A Bitcoin treasury company parting with Bitcoin runs against the entire premise of the category. These vehicles exist to accumulate BTC and let public market investors buy exposure through equity. Selling the asset to retire shares is the reverse gear. The arithmetic behind an accretive buyback, Pompliano's logic, holds up when a stock trades below the value of what it holds. If a company's shares are priced at half of net asset value, then $1 of Bitcoin spent buying those shares retires $2 of underlying Bitcoin claims. The BTC that backed the repurchased shares gets redistributed across the holders who stay. Each remaining share ends up backing more Bitcoin than it did before the sale. That is the same playbook a closed-end fund uses when it trades at a steep discount. Buying back your own units below intrinsic value is accretive to everyone who does not sell. Selling 52 BTC to cancel 2 million shares only makes sense because of the gap between price and NAV. At par or a premium, the math would destroy value instead of creating it. So the transaction is internally consistent. The harder question is what forced a Bitcoin treasury company into a position where shrinking its share count was the best available use of its Bitcoin. A 50% discount is the real signal. For most of the past 2 years, Bitcoin treasury companies traded at a premium to the Bitcoin they held. That premium, sometimes described as the MNAV multiple, was the engine of the model. A company priced above NAV could issue new shares, buy more BTC, and grow Bitcoin per share without spending its own reserves. Strategy built its flywheel on exactly that mechanic. A 50% discount inverts it. When the equity trades below the assets, issuing shares becomes dilutive, and the only accretive lever left is buying stock back. ProCap reaching for that lever is a sign the premium has not just compressed but flipped negative for at least part of the sector. The broader treasury complex has been under visible strain. Strategy's STRC preferred slipped under $99 in late May, and Michael Saylor floated the idea of selling Bitcoin to fund that instrument's 11.5% yield. Strategy also disclosed its first sale of Bitcoin around the same window. ProCap's buyback is another data point in the same story. The companies built to hold Bitcoin forever are now making decisions about when to let some of it go. A weak tape sharpens the timing. The backdrop is not helping. Bitcoin traded at $70,059 as of June 2, 2026, down 4.1% on the day and 8.8% over the week, according to CoinMarketCap market data. The fear and greed index sat at 31 in fear territory. Spot Bitcoin ETFs have been bleeding, with one of the largest single-day outflows on record landing the same morning. Falling spot prices pressure treasury company equity twice over. The Bitcoin on the balance sheet is worth less, and investor appetite for leveraged Bitcoin exposure through a stock cools at the same time. A discount to NAV tends to widen exactly when sentiment is weakest, which is when an accretive buyback is most attractive, and also when spending scarce Bitcoin to do it stings the most. A model that now cuts both ways, the takeaway for anyone tracking the treasury company trade is that the premium was never guaranteed. The same vehicles that compounded Bitcoin per share on the way up by selling overpriced stock can compound it on the way down by buying back cheap stock, but only by shrinking. Growth and contraction run on the same NAV gap, just in opposite directions. For holders, it is a reminder that owning a treasury company is not the same as owning Bitcoin. You also own the market's shifting opinion of the wrapper, and that opinion can swing from a premium to a 50% discount. Direct ownership through a wallet or a spot product carries no such basis risk, though it also offers none of the equity market leverage that drew investors to these vehicles in the first place. ProCap retired 2 million shares with 52 BTC. The number that matters is not the coin count. It is the discount that made spending them the rational call.